Moncrief on News Talk.
During the World Cup and many sporting competitions, it's customary to play the national anthem of the competing countries. And this is where things can get sometimes a wee bit political. The Iranian team didn't sing theirs as an apparent protest against their own government. The English manager says he won't sing God Save the King until he's earned it, whatever that means. But it seems different teams have differing relationships with their national tune. Daniel Hussey is a freelance sports journalist. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Why don't the Spanish sing theirs?
Yeah, well, this dates back all the way to the 1760s and the dictatorship. And once Spain moved from Franco's dictatorship to democracy, they effectively dropped all the lyrics to that anthem. And it's been 250 years plus, and there's still no sign of an agreement on official lyrics. So essentially, when you see the Spanish players not singing their national anthem, it's effectively because there is no Now there is no official lyrics, albeit there was back in the 1700s.
Ah, right. And is that the same with Bosnia as well?
Yeah, the Bosnia one is crazy because I was watching the Bosnia anthem thinking to myself, they're not singing. And I looked up and this Bosnia anthem was written with no lyrics whatsoever. And basically, there's been a lot of political attempts to get the lyrics written. They have written unofficial lyrics, but there was no agreement by Parliament as recently as 2018. So now Bosnia's national anthem doesn't have any official lyrics, albeit they have written unofficial lyrics, but they just can't agree with it in Parliament to get it through to make it official.
So what did the fans do when the players are sitting there not singing?
Yeah, Spanish-wise, they don't sing the anthem at all. So they would just, sometimes they would sing la 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 or like to the melody of the Spanish anthem. It's hard radio here to try. I won't sing the Spanish national anthem to you, Sean, don't worry. But Bosnia is similar. They, again, some might sing the unofficial lyrics if they agree with them, I guess, for want of a better description, while others would just respectful silence as well. So it does give you an insight, and the World Cup is great for this every 4 years, seeing insight into different nationalities, some reserves, some passionate, but it all obviously depends on the nationality, and every nationality has its own story, of course.
Yeah, and it seems as if the English fans, anyway, aren't that keen on the British national anthem.
Yeah, so like Jerusalem is a song that the actual English cricketers, since about 2003, 2004, actually, when they compete at World Cups, that's when their national anthem is played, and they would choose Jerusalem to sing. And the Barmy Army, who notoriously follow England all around the world, including Ashes series in Australia, Jerusalem, they would sing that nonstop during games. It's a brilliant song, to be fair. And the English football fans want Jerusalem, or at least a change of God Save the King. Like, God Save the King is traditionally the UK anthem as opposed to the English national anthem, if that makes sense. So, for example, in the Commonwealth Games, Jerusalem is the official anthem for Team England at those Commonwealth Games, because the likes of Wales, Scotland, etc. are competing there too. So with the English national team, it personally, like from the outside looking in, it does probably make sense to move to a Jerusalem, because God Save the King, as I said, is UK, and it just doesn't really seem to get the juices flowing on the players, albeit there has been, since the Southgate days, a greater emphasis on singing the national anthem from the players' point of view.
Yeah, so when Scotland were competing, what did they play then?
Well, the flower of Scotland, and obviously, to me, that's the best national anthem, I think, obviously, would be recognised from Irish fans, seeing it in Murrayfield for rugby games and Six Nations games. Now, the Scottish fans have sort of done the Irish job of singing at this World Cup, and really, those opening couple of weeks, no Scotland, no party, but Yes Sir, I Can Boogie were two amazing songs. But they were also upsetting New Yorkers, so they went to the Boston Red Sox games, baseball games, basically took over the baseball, sung their heart out, and New Yorkers were just so grateful, and Boston, the city of Boston was so grateful for those Scottish fans. And then they look on their phones a week later and they're at the Miami Marlins doing the same thing. So it was almost like, I thought you guys supported us, but the Scottish fans have just sort of taken over, or had taken over those couple of baseball nights. And yeah, it's sad from an Irish perspective, looking in, it's like, yeah, great job guys, but that's our job to be the soul of the party, I guess.
It's a little bit of heartbreak there at the end of that. Daniel, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the freelance sports journalist, Daniel Hussey there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.